Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Well, hello and happy Friday, everybody. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. What's up? What a night of sports last night, huh? That CFP game was something else. Patrick Kane gets goal number 500. Michigan State to win. Brad Holmes meets with the media. Lions reach out to Mike McDaniel. You got Scooble drama. What else is new? There's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on.
Yep. So you good?
Yeah. All I can think about is how I screwed up the question in the crosstalk. I mean, I came up with a good one. Jay from Modern Family.
I don't know who that is, but that's fine.
Yeah. But it's...
Well, so the question...
We came up with one afterwards. It's like, damn it.
Well, John said it on his way out of the studio, and we asked him, did you say this on the air? And he said no. And the question is, if you could be one character on TV and basically live their life, who would it be? And John, on his way out of the studio, mentioned a name that is this the one you're talking about? Where you're like, oh, hell yeah, that's the one.
It's up there, yeah. I mean, Magnum P.I.
Tom Selleck's character in Magnum P.I.
Great call. Yeah. You drive around a Ferrari. You live in a, you know, billionaire's lair, and
yeah,
it's pretty great. You know, if I say this, Kang's going to laugh at me because he knows that I can't stand the show, but the lifestyle, Vinny Chase's lifestyle, right?
I mean, a young gator.
What show? Sorry, what show?
Entourage.
Doug, a young gator once maybe didn't want to be just like Vinny Chase, but you wanted the dream, right, of the young actor moving to L.A., right? Didn't you and your buddies or
my friends moved out to L.A. and they're like, come on with us. And I'm like, nah, I've been working at the radio station.
They acted like they were handing out sitcoms, though,
right? At the airport, right. Just handing them out. I gave it some thought. I gave it thought to move to L.A.
Did you?
I did. Some serious thought when I was like 24, 25. But I said, no, not just ready yet. And then things started to happen for me, and I made the right choice. I don't regret it at all.
Yep. Well, good.
I'm curious as to what would have happened, but I don't regret it.
I was trying to think about this question because John mentioned it at like 9:45, and I'm like, all right, if shows I watch, I wouldn't really want to be Rip Wheeler because – I'm such a bad rule breaker, and he's a documented murderer, and exactly. I like wouldn't sleep at night.
Yeah.
And teach their own, right? I'm not as big a Beth fan as you are. But
I love Beth, but she's a psycho.
Yeah, she is a psycho, and he's in a relationship with her.
Yeah, he's an enabler. So the whole thing is I can't live that.
Yeah, I the only name I came up with of shows that I watched.
you're gonna say the guy from. What's the show that we started watching that through season two with Innies and Outies?
From Severance?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't want to be any character from Severance. That's a dark, dark world. But the coolest MFR on the planet is Milchek, but I wouldn't want it from Severance. But I'm not. I wouldn't want to be anybody from that show. No, I'd want to be the guy from Ted Lasso.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
I'd want to be Ted Lasso.
You want to be Ted Lasso?
Yeah, that's it. That's all.
You want to coach soccer?
Kang, why are you shaking your head no?
I just feel like
Doug's limited.
You'd want to be like Mr. Rogers. Dude, you just want to follow the rules, tell everyone have a good day at the end of the day, put your shoes on, and go home.
I do like putting my shoes on when I go home, yes.
Because that's when you're like, I haven't watched Yellowstone, but this Rip Wheeler character you guys love so much.
Yeah.
Seems the complete opposite of Doug Karsh.
Yeah, so he
opposite.
Is. Yeah, so yeah, that's why I said,
how
so
could you be that character? You couldn't even fathom the stuff that that guy...
I know, that's... That was the truth of the whole situation. I kind of joked about it, but yeah, I couldn't.
Rule breaker, you're the rule maker.
I couldn't. Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Just the rule follower.
Yeah, yeah.
But Ted Lasso, I could totally be. I mean, I'd like to be like Ted Lasso. Beautiful, yeah, great mind thinker, can get people to do stuff. You know, Ted Lasso's awesome.
But. Hey, Batman's not bad.
You want to be Batman? You want to be Bruce Wayne?
Yeah,
that's so on brand.
Billionaire.
There you go.
Single guy.
Mm-hmm.
You got both of those. Billionaire, single guy.
Yeah. There we go.
I'm also. Gator.
I'm halfway there.
Well, you've checked one of the boxes, yeah.
Crime fighter at night.
Yeah.
That's two boxes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what you do in your off time? Yeah. Why do I ask you every day what you did last night? Which, by the way, noted, Gator never asks me. But I ask you every day, what did you do last night? And you never say I fought crime.
Oh, I'm not supposed to tell you what I do.
Yeah, he can't say that. I mean, okay. That's that? Why you right. quote unquote didn't do anything last
yeah.
night.
Right, okay. Yeah.
I was just at home.
So every time you say not much, we could pretty much chalk that up as I was out there fighting crime.
You're welcome.
All right, yeah. Well, we appreciate what you do for the community.
I appreciate it to appreciate.
Kang, do you have anybody from TV that you would want to be?
I did want to be James Brown once and host the NFL show.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. Actually, you know what?
Does that count?
Here's something I remember. This is an honest truth. I remember that from your intern interview.
Yep.
And this is like what? We're going on like 20 years ago now, roughly.
Yeah, Doug interviewed me for the internship here.
And I remember STFU. You said your goal was, did I give you the STFU? Was that pre-STFU speech?
I gave it to you. I was like, enough, Doug. I was like, I got to get out of here, man.
For people who don't know, we have problems for a minute, and for just a minute, with interns coming in and kind of being
coming
a distraction. They came in hot trying to prove how much they knew about sports, which we were like, you're going to get your chance. Don't worry. So I started giving them during the interview process, if you get hired, STFU. And I think every intern, when it was all said and done, appreciated it and understood that we would incorporate them and ask them and get, you know, they'd be part of the show. But at the beginning, don't come in hot. And I'll never forget, I was sitting in the cubicle one day and there was, you know, the Red Wings had played a game in November and the intern was a huge Red Wing fan. And, you know, we had like a lot, it was like a Friday before a Lions game and two big college games. And the intern wouldn't stop talking about the Red Wing game the night before and just going on and on with all their hot takes about the Red Wings. And, oh yeah, they need more Andreas Athan to see you and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. I hate to break this to you, but we probably are barely going to mention it today because it's a football Friday.
It broke his heart.
Anyway, yeah, maybe. But Kang came in and interviewed for an internship, and I remember you said that. Your career goal was to be James Brown, who was the...
At the time, for Fox. It was,
for Fox,
think, yeah.
He was the on-desk studio host for the NFL. Hey, man. Still time, brother. Still time.
Yeah, goals have changed.
Oh, you're doing pretty well in this role, I'll tell you that. But, all right, so, look, Kenny, by the way, Kenny, is there a TV character you'd like to be? This, if you haven't thought of it yet, that's fine. I want you to think about it because your answer will fascinate me. I'd be intrigued to hear who you have to say.
Why is that?
Because I'm curious as to who you would choose. Knowing your lifestyle, hot dog roller in the living room, Kenny. I'd be intrigued to see who you would choose.
I had a couple of people bouncing around. I'll let you know.
You want to think about it? All right, you crystallize it and let us know. Mm-hmm. Zero in. Okay. Overall, what was your thought when you listened to Brad Holmes yesterday, the Detroit Lions GM who addressed the media for 45 minutes?
I mean, I think it kind of went almost exactly as I expected it to. I don't think he said anything that was shocking or surprising or also necessarily encouraging or discouraging. It was just as milquetoast as it was going to be. And, you know, sometimes he gets a little prickly when he perceives that he's being checked on something. But I guess I was a little disappointed.
Were you?
Yeah. I want more. I want more than just what I'm expecting to hear, and it's okay.
I guess I had a completely different take on
it.
I thought he was pretty insightful. Didn't show his cards, and I would describe him as moderately humbled.
Yeah. By the way, whatever he says has no bearing on how I feel of him as a GM. I think he's a great GM.
You can say whatever you. I mean, these are there's being good in front of the media doesn't necessarily reflect how good or bad you are at your job. But all right, we're going to play some of the highlights and give our two cents. Brad Holmes met with the media yesterday, and there was yesterday we took some calls, and we had two calls in particular. He said, well, I'll tell you what he's not going to say. And I think he said them both. And there was somewhat admitting some mistakes along the way. He took accountability right out of the gate. And you will hear that next. It is Carson Anderson on a Friday here on 97.1. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 to ticket. We're actually going to audible because there is some, and moderately, it's not breaking news, but it's news we haven't had a chance to give our two cents on, and it happened after our show, and before we, you know, get too deep into it, I want to get your two cents on it. But Kenny, did you think of the TV character you would be if you could be a TV character in real life?
Yeah, so the one for me is from the show, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but from the show New Girl, I would be Nick Miller. The first primary reason is because he's dating Zooey Deschanel, which I've always found very attractive as a lady.
Could be a property brother if you want.
What's that?
So you could be one of the property brothers. He married her.
Is that right?
That's on HGTV, yes.
Is that one of the property brothers?
Jonathan, yeah. Jonathan the carpenter. Right?
Scott.
Yeah, Jonathan Scott's last name, yeah.
Okay.
Unless he took her last name, he's Jonathan Deschanel.
Right. Scott Deschanel, please. Yeah. That's not bad.
What's the show?
New Girl.
Never heard of it, but I
was like, what, 15, 20 years ago, 20 years ago?
TV is like a new technology for me right now. So
that's an interesting one about it. Picking a character that you just want to hook, be the husband of the boyfriend of the girl.
Also, I feel like I'm not that far away removed from him as a guy. So I feel like it's realistic enough where I could be like, okay, that makes sense.
You know, I keep thinking about this. Other names keep coming to my mind. Charlie Harper.
From?
Charlie Sheen from Two and a Half Men.
Okay.
I mean, he's a musician. He's rich. Has this amazing house in Malibu on the beach.
Gary keeps single guys.
He does.
Well, yeah. He's got a bevy of incredibly beautiful women. And then he wants to settle down. And the ones he wants to settle down, you're like, yeah, okay, do it. And, you know, he's an uncle. So even though there's a kid living in the house, it's not his kid. So, yeah. Hey, I'm the uncle.
You do the cool stuff.
Do whatever I want
to
do.
Right?
I can be the cool uncle. Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly.
You don't want the responsibility.
No. I don't want the responsibility.
So Gator has been Batman, Vinny Chase, and Charlie Sheen in the...
Charlie Harper. Yeah.
Charlie Harper, yeah.
Funny, but I guess that kind of is predictable.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Okay, look, we were going to get to the Brad Holmes stuff, and we will soon enough, but I wanted to audible here. So the Lions reached out to Mike McDaniel.
No.
How about that, huh? That's kind of awesome.
No, and I think... when we heard that McDaniel was fired yesterday, the first thought in all of our minds was, well, geez, give him a call. I happen to think he'll get a head coaching gig somewhere else.
Yeah.
But yes, absolutely got a call. And I was more than pleased when you sent me a text yesterday at like 4 o'clock with the story saying, Lions have reached out to Mike McDaniel. I mean, already within hours.
Do you know what job he's favored to be the next head coach?
I don't.
None of them.
He's
Which
not the
I found curious. He's not the favorite.
How many people are the favorite for multiple jobs?
Everybody. There's like odds on everybody becoming the, you know, Matt Nagy's on every team's list. But
are you saying he's not on the list for anybody?
No. He's not the favorite for anybody. But you said how many people are on the list like for John, multiple jobs?
Well, no, like John Harbaugh, for instance. John Harbaugh. Is he the favorite for several jobs or just one?
No, okay, the favorite. I'm sorry. He's the favorite for the Dolphins job.
The Giants, probably.
No, Stefanski's the favorite for the Giants job. Stefanski's the favorite for the Falcons job. And I guess that's it for Harbaugh. I'll just give you all the favorites and who are the favorites for each job. This is according to our guys over at betonline.ag. John Harbaugh is a favorite for the Dolphins job. Jesse Minter is the favorite for the Ravens job. Defensive coordinator with the Chargers. Was the defense coordinator in Michigan. He's done a great job with the Chargers. The Raiders, he did a great job at Michigan. The Raiders' next head coach is Brian Flores. Is the favorite to be the coach there, which would be a great DC choice. Giants for Detroit. Giants' favorite for their next head coach is Kevin Stefanski. Falcons' favorite there is Kevin Stefanski. The Browns, the favorite for the next head coach of the Browns is Jim Schwartz.
Yes.
McDaniels is number two. Is number two. Schwartz is 5-2. McDaniels 5-1. Titans' next head coach, the favorite is Matt Nagy. Cardinals' next head coach, the favorite is Vance Joseph. It's interesting. I'll give you the McDaniel odds. He's 20-1 to get the Cardinals job, way down the list. He is 22-1 to get the Titans job, way down the list. He is 5-1 to get the Browns job. He's the second favorite there. He is 16-1 to get the Falcons job, which is about 10th. He is 9-1 to get the Giants job, which is 4th. He is 10-1 to get the Raiders job, which is tied for 5th. He is 9-1 to get the Ravens job, which is tied for 5th. And he's obviously not going to be the Dolphins.
Okay,
next.
So for him, there are 7 openings because he's not obviously not going to go back to Miami. But for him, there's 7 openings, and he's in the top 5 in just about every one of those. So with 8 coaches to be hired in this cycle, I still think he's going to get hired in this cycle. I hope he doesn't. I hope that he's like, you know what? Detroit's a great gig. I'll take that one.
So there's a story on CBS Sports of where he's most likely to land, and the only head coaching job that they mention, I believe, is the Foot Commanders. But let me double check that.
Well, Commanders already have a coach.
That's not them. Sorry. It's Cleveland. OC. My apologies. It's Cleveland. Yes. It's the OC for Washington. It's the OC for Detroit. It's the OC for Tampa. And it's wherever Robert Saleh gets hired as his OC is what they list as the most likely places he will end up. And I, you know, this would be an aggressive move. He's done some things conceptually that I have heard that the Lions have talked about. I've heard the previous Michigan offensive coordinators talk about mimicking. And so this is the type of thing here where he's considered pretty innovative. And we've said it a whole bunch. It was funny yesterday. I was listening to ESPN radio and I couldn't hear who said it, but they had an analyst on who said, well, if I were him, I'd take a strong look at Detroit. You're playing with a possible future Hall of Fame quarterback. And I'm like, I haven't even thought of Jared Goff in those terms, but if he is, then the Lions might go back-to-back Hall of Fame quarterbacks and people bitching about him along the way, and leave it to the Lions to be the organization that has back-to-back Hall of Fame quarterbacks and still no Super Bowls. But it's not over yet.
I think for Jared to get to that lofty goal, he probably
has to win a Super Bowl. Yeah, but that was the respect. Again, I didn't hear who it was, and so I hate bringing it up without saying who said it. But it wasn't a caller; like it was an analyst that they had on. And I'm thinking to myself, first of all, high praise indeed of Goff, but secondly, yeah, I mean, this isn't the Rubik's Cube. This isn't the Da Vinci Code. The Detroit job's a great job.
I think I think it's the best OC job in football right now that's open. I think it is. And if you're an offensive mind like McDaniel, you would absolutely want to do it. Everybody keeps talking. I mean, you know how I feel about Cliff Kingsbury and the fact that his name is being thrown out there is, you know, a head coaching candidate is still beyond me. And, you know, he might be a good OC. I don't even know if Cliff Kingsbury is a good OC. I know he did it well in college for a little bit. But when he took everything, all of the responsibility, he was terrible. But McDaniel, the one thing that Miami had going for them, their offenses were really good. So I think they pulled the plug on him too early into Miami. But okay, fair enough. You pulled the plug on him. They're hiring. They got to hire a new GM and a coach. I know there's huge ties with the owner and John Harbaugh, and there's a GM that they want to hire that has ties to John Harbaugh. I think that's why Harbaugh is the odds-on favorite right now. But thank you if it leaves McDaniel out to be taken as an OC. If he doesn't get a head coaching gig, I think it comes down to the Lions and the Commanders, and it's because there's a relationship with the Commanders head coach that would have him there. He and Dan Quinn are like best buds. And well, he credits Dan Quinn to helping him, you know, with his alcohol issues.
The analysis of the Detroit job in CBS Sports is a lot of stuff that's rehashing what we already think and know. But at the end, it says, if there's anyone capable of getting this group back to firing on all cylinders, it would be McDaniel. And I'm like, cool, sign him up. And the other thing about that is, this is, hey, we're going outside for help. Like, it's an acknowledgement that we need a new voice, maybe a new approach here. I mean, it's not like McDaniel's going to come in and start running zone read and a lot of QB run here. He knows what he would be getting into with Jared Goff, but I kind of like them saying, yeah, let's go outside the family, if you will. Damn. And people who've done it the way we've always done it. The offense doesn't need to be revamped. But
no, it doesn't. The offensive line needs to be fixed, and everything else gets fixed once the offensive line gets fixed. I mean, that's the harsh reality. This whole thing is that, yeah, the offense wasn't as good this year and it changed coordinators, but the bottom line is the offensive line was not up to par. Mm-hmm. And if it were, we wouldn't have any of these issues. Like, what could the Lions do as well as they had done in the past? They didn't run the ball in the second half of the season as well as they had in the past. Well, why is that? Because the offensive line wasn't as good.
All right. We again, wanted to audible and get our 2 cents on what was, I think, pretty sizable news yesterday, breaking news that came out after our show that the Lions have reached out, one of the first teams, and they didn't wait.
No, they did not wait.
McDaniel gets fired before lunch, and he gets a call from the Lions before dinner.
Yes.
248-539-9797. How do you feel about that? Additionally, Brad Holmes, we mentioned, took some accountability. You hear what he had to say today at 10:35 on Carson Anderson on 97.1. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1, 248-539-9797. Hey, it's Friday, which is awesome, as always. Scott, you got big plans for the weekend?
No.
No, he does not. Does that mean you're fighting crime?
Maybe.
Uh-huh. Can't say.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to talk about that.
Yep.
No, I don't have big plans as of yet.
Okay.
Nothing I can think. I don't think so. You got big plans?
Yeah, well, I kind of do. And it's like tomorrow's a very busy day. I'm going to be at multiple games. But here's something that's interesting. I have something we have to do tomorrow that I hate doing maybe as much as anything. And Kang, you might appreciate this. I have to go to the cell phone store and activate new phones.
Oh boy.
And I like block off 3 hours for that.
Yeah. It takes some time.
It doesn't ever move quickly, and I every time I have to walk through the door for any reason to go into a cell phone store, I'm like, I don't expect to get out of here for a couple hours.
Do you set up an appointment ahead of time?
I have, yes.
So you're getting new phones?
Yes.
Okay, and you know what you're getting already? Or
yes.
Okay.
And they've come in. They were ordered prior to Christmas. And
so they can get the process started to a point.
Yeah, will they?
Well, this shouldn't be an issue. Like, they should get this done.
I hope so.
Why are you doing this?
Why?
Not the wife.
I mean, she could, but I'm taking on the responsibility. You just gave it. You just said you do this?
I give up. You know, you do it.
You used to manage a cell phone store.
Dude, that's why I don't want to see it on a cell phone store.
How long did you do that for?
Oh, 3-4 years maybe.
Yeah.
3 years.
It never goes quickly.
It should go more. I feel like it should go more quickly now than it did back then. But yeah, I understand what you're saying. I mean, yeah, you'd have to set up appointments, and it does take a minute. But it sounds
charging a phone, transferring information.
It sounds like you're just activating phones. You guys should be good.
Yeah,
but they got to transfer the information.
Yeah,
that's nothing.
Well, it takes longer. It takes longer than 2 minutes. I mean, when you're at least the last time I did, which was recently, like in the last 6 months, it took. I don't know, at least 45 minutes?
Yeah, well, we got 5 phones. Well, wait, mom and dad, daughter, son, wife, me, 6 phones. So all on one account. But I'll report back on Monday and let you know how it went.
Good luck with that. Good
Thank
luck
you.
With it.
I'm fearful.
I had the same problem this last time that I had prior to this, because I take care of my mom's phone, where all of a sudden my contacts were imported into her phone.
Yep.
And she's like, well, who is this? I'm like, oh God. Happened again.
We didn't have Who's Groosh?
Right. Exactly. Oh, she knows who Groosh is. Yeah. But she's like, who are these people?
Okay. Brad Holmes yesterday spoke with the media. I thought it was pretty darn insightful. Let's start with this. The failures this year, he didn't make any excuses, didn't say it was anybody else. He put it all on his own shoulders, or he put much of it on his own shoulders, and here's what he had to say.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
okay, it's time for a reset. And I think many of us in various fronts in your life, whether it be with your family, your job, you know, professional, personal, whatever it is, every once in a while you go, all right, this isn't working. What do I need to do differently? But you can't make a change. You won't make a change until you acknowledge that what you were doing didn't work. And so we took a call yesterday from one guy who said, I know what he's not going to do. Actually, he did a lot of it. He did a lot of, you know, he talked about trade deadline and stuff like that. And you'll hear that coming up, but it's time for a reset. And I don't know if that's going to make people more encouraged that Brad, because you know what? That didn't sound like a stubborn GM.
No, it didn't. But I mean, listening to the whole thing, not just the one soundbite, I think there was a lot of playing both sides of the fence with what he had to say. I mean, that if that was all he said, like, oh, that's pretty good. But then later on, he's like, but we don't have to do deep surgery on his team. And, you know, maybe we've taken the wrong approach in the past thinking, well, we're just one player away, or one guy away. And I'm like, you never took that approach. That wasn't that approach. You're taking the same approach you were, which there's nothing wrong with because you've been successful except for this season. And I think because you got caught off guard with Frank Ragnow a little bit, even with that topic, there's, you know, it's fence sitting because he'll say, yeah, we didn't know officially till afterwards, but we did have some breadcrumbs and da da da. It just, and I'm not angry. I'm not going to get blown away by anything that he says at a press conference. I like everybody else, wait to
yeah.
To
you see want to see what the action taken. What yeah. the action is? Yeah, I didn't. What you just said, I didn't get that sense at all. I didn't think he sat on the fence. I think he just didn't give away.
I didn't say he sat on the fence. I said he played both sides of the fence.
I didn't
at different times at a press conference.
Yeah, I didn't get that. That wasn't a takeaway I had at all. But that's fine. I'm excited to see what this means in the real world. Like when you okay, what's going to look different then? If you're going to take this long, hard look at every facet of the organization. Kang, what did you make of that?
Yeah, going into it, obviously I didn't expect him to give any real details of what they're going to do this offseason because, you know, that's every GM, and I get that, totally understand. I want him to take some accountability, and I think he did in that cut, and which I think I go back to, by taking accountability, you got to look at what do I need to change, and I think he's open to it. Now, the real question I think everyone has is, how much change are you open to? Because I know they like to do things a certain way, but this season they didn't make the playoffs, and so then I don't know if he thinks, okay, drastically I should look at some things, or just got to tweak some things here. And I know there's more of the press conference we'll play, but yeah. I'm just glad he took some accountability, which was important to me.
Yeah, and now if it doesn't mean anything's going to look all that different, well then we'll see. This is a man though that needs a good off season. I don't think there's any question about it. And you know what that good off season might be. Well, I guess that's subject to everybody's wish list. I think everybody's wish list is different. My wish list starts with a veteran center. But that doesn't mean if you're going to call up and say, dude, they need a safety, I'm not going to argue too much with you because, dude, they need a safety. all right. Here's more from Brad Holmes on the criticism for the lack of moves. We've heard that a lot. Here's what he has to say about it.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, that went on for a while. We pared it down there a little bit. You know what I thought of when he said, you know, a player, you, why is that player available? Why is that player not getting re-signed? I immediately thought of Trey Hendrickson. And it made me think, why is he available? Why isn't he getting re-signed? I think their homework, if you're to connect dots, did their homework say, because we're not sure he's going to get back from this injury, which he didn't. Because that was a hot button issue at the trade deadline. Go get Trey Hendrickson. Go get Trey Hendrickson.
And he was hurt at the trade deadline.
Yep.
But I guess when I'm thinking of re-signed, I'm thinking that, you know, going into last year's offseason, and it's like, I don't know. With Trey Hendrickson, the Bengals, I don't think the Bengals had the money to do it. I think that's why they didn't re-sign him. I mean, they gave him as much as they could give him, and that was that. But even in that cut, I mean, there's a little bit of both sides of it when it comes to, you know, the most moves we make, they're probably not going to make headlines, but we could make a splash. It's like both sides, which again, it's wow. Fine. It's because I don't expect him to say, yes, we're going hard after, you know, Linderbaum, the center from Baltimore, if he becomes available, we're going to go hard after him. I don't expect it to be specific about anything, right? But when you say things like, hey, we're going to do some tweaks and we're not going to make headlines, that goes down the road. I don't think fans want to hear that, because that says to fans it's going to be the same old, same old. And fans want to see the bigger change.
I just don't think he wanted to commit to anything at this point.
Right. No, I get it. Yeah. I get it. It's a press conference and, you know, you don't have to say anything.
Kang, do you have anything to add to that one?
It's funny. You thought Hendrickson. My thought was Jalen Phillips.
Interesting.
So maybe, I don't know, this is just my thought, right? Like, right, oh, sure. Is he talking about they didn't get Jalen Phillips or didn't, because of that reason, maybe the Dolphins didn't like him for whatever reason, we feel the same, whatever, why aren't they bringing him back, you know, why are they trading him? So I thought Jalen Phillips, not Trey Hendrickson, that. So there's always going to be a reason why you don't bring in a guy. Mm-hmm. But the fans and myself, we see the result. And the result was...
The result's all that matters.
Yeah, and yeah. So that's why they go back to, you should have done more, because the result was it didn't work.
Well, the fact is, it's, you know, I'm always like, I agree with that, because the result is all that matters. But at the end of the day, you ask yourself, did what they do, was what they did at the time nonsensical? And he's explaining his side of the story. And it's funny you bring up Jalen Phillips, because remember Jalen Phillips hit the ground running against Detroit and looked like a game wrecker. And do you know how many sacks he had the rest of the way after the Detroit game?
One.
In the last six games, he had one more sack. 248-539-9797. More from Brad Holmes on trying to make up for the loss of Frank Ragnow. You hear what he had to say today at 1048 on 97.1. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1, playing back the best of what Brad Holmes told the media yesterday. And it's interesting stuff there. I mean, he took accountability there the first cut we played. Says he understands the lack of criticism, but it's not because they didn't try. And it's also not because, I mean, they do their homework on players. And he kind of implied there's a reason we didn't trade for some guys. When you do your research, you ask yourself, why is this player available? Or why is this guy not getting re-signed? And it was funny, when he mentioned that, my head immediately went to Trey Hendrickson. Kang, you're immediately thought of Jalen Phillips. But he's kind of telling what went on as much as he can during the season. But, you know, when he took accountability, by the way, he said, we're going to take a long, hard look at the way we do everything. And that means, you know, might be some things different. All right, here's more on trying to make up for the loss of Frank Ragnow. Here's what Brad Holmes had to say. Okay. Agree. 1,000% agree. Now, they do have very interesting young players in the middle of that offensive line. Between Ratledge, Frazier, and Mahogany, it feels like there's promise there that they can maybe long-term answer the interior of the offensive line. At least a couple of those spots, if not all three. Probably not all three, just because odds are every prospect you have, every young player that you have doesn't always pan out. Injuries get in the way, et cetera, et cetera. But a sense of urgency to address the offensive line. Yes, please.
Yeah, and it's going to be amped up even more if Taylor Decker decides to retire. If, you know, a month from now he makes that decision, lets him know, it's going to be even more so. And then you're looking at, okay, Giovanni Manu, Kobe Sorostal, these are guys they've drafted in the last couple of years. Either those guys potential to be starters, or were they just drafted to develop to be backups, and we got to go find starters in free agency or the draft again?
Yeah.
It becomes even more important.
This again is so critical to any of their success. Look, they went 15-2. They were a legitimate Super Bowl contender, and that isn't really all that debatable. It didn't work out. They lost in the first round of the playoffs. They picked a terrible day to have a bad day, and they had a bad day. They had a real bad day. But that team is the one we want to get back to being. The one that went 15-2 feels like the best Lions team in my lifetime. Now, other teams have gone further, but the bulk of the of information we got from that 15-2 team is the best team I've ever seen the Lions ever have. And then they bombed just absolutely tragically in the postseason. But what was the key to that? They were killer up front. They mauled people up front.
Yeah, that's why I actually liked the team the year before, because they were healthy. Even though we were 12-5, they were learning how to win. And once they learned how to win, they were really freaking good.
Yeah, but that team also mauled people up front.
Yeah, they did. 100% they did. Yeah. And like I said, they did even more so because they were healthy. Because you had a healthy McNeil. You had a healthy Aiden Hutchinson.
Okay. Should you have been more aggressive at the trade deadline? Here's what Brad Holmes said. Okay. I think, you know, he said usually it's a big deficiency that you address. This is one area where I kind of agree with him. I thought they had some deficiencies that were pretty big that needed to get addressed at the trade deadline. I understand, because when he says it takes two, and at some point in the news conference he said, you know, I'm trying to get good players, not just get players. So I'm trying to get good players, yeah. And teams don't want to trade those.
Yeah, he's not going to make a trade just for the sake of making a trade, which is, I think, the point of that soundbite. And I think we all would agree. I don't just do it to do it. You have to do it for a player that's going to be an upgrade over what you have, or a player that's going to add depth to what you have, which is better than a guy that you have on the practice squad. So if those moves weren't there, then they weren't there. Do I trust that he, you know, tried to, you know, look under every rock in the NFL? Yeah, I think he's really good at what he does, and I'm sure he contacted teams about players. And like you said, you have to have two teams to make a trade, and sure. And if those players aren't available, it's hard to acquire players that aren't available.
248-539-9797. Kang, your thoughts on this?
Personally, I never thought that Brett Holmes and the organization wasn't trying to find better players. I know some people think that because nothing happened, but I do think they're uncovering every stone, yeah. Like you said, whatever. I agree with you, Gator, there. The issue is I have is maybe what they're looking for doesn't exist, and sometimes you have to bend your own rules a little bit. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you're not going to find the perfect fit.
Yeah.
But you do need something. So maybe you do what you best you can do right now, because I know they don't operate in windows, but there is a window right now where you're trying to make the playoffs, right? This year, at least your goal is to make the playoffs. You need to make a move to make the playoffs. And if you don't make that move, you're going to be doing a press conference January 8th instead of playing for the championship. And so I think maybe they need to kind of loosen up those reins a little bit and what they're looking for maybe. And maybe that's some of the tweaks he's going to do this offseason. I don't know.
It doesn't sound like.
I know.
Because even what he says later on in the press conference, it sounds like they're going to go back to finding guys that they want that fit their criteria. Mm-hmm. Specifically.
I get there's non-negotiables, but sometimes you have to
loosen them up a little bit. Bend a little
bit, yes.
And maybe give somebody an opportunity to assimilate into the culture that they built here.
Okay, finally, before we get to the people, how far are you from being a Super Bowl caliber team? Here's what Brad Holmes said. Obviously, there needs to be some adjustments made for sure. I guess only time will tell what exactly those adjustments are. I'm intrigued because I don't think by any realistic measure he's on the hot seat, but I think he's one season away from being so.
Yeah, I think with this team, obviously there are changes that have to be made, and they have to be made because you're losing players to free agency. Every team does, and the Lions have a laundry list of players that are going to hit free agency. They have to make decisions. Do we want to try to bring this guy back, or are we just going to let everybody go, try to find a way to create more cap space and then make a real concerted effort at getting quality players? And when I say quality players, I mean guys that are going to step in and start right away, not just guys that are going to help fill out your roster. Guys that are going to start and be upgrades over what you had. That's the tough part to find.
All right, there are some of the highlights of what Brad Holmes told the media yesterday. Your thoughts, 248-539-9797, phone calls and ticket texts. We will get to those straight ahead. A little bit later on, what the Tigers are doing with Tarik Skubal certainly is interesting. We will get to that before the show is done. Of course, we'll talk about the CFP game last night. Quite a game for our Mississippi and Miami tonight. Of course, we'll preview a little bit Oregon and the Indiana Hoosiers, who hey, it's going to be a B1G team and he playing for the Natty again, maybe three in a row for the Big Ten. 97-1.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.